How old are you and how old were you when it happened?
Yes. Well, now I'm 85. I lived in eastern Poland, in Lwów, the third biggest Polish town, actually. And when eventually in 41 the Germans arrived, I was nine. I was just under nine, really. And so I lived with my parents and my brother, 2 years younger, and with my Jewish family. I lived there. They weren't rich. We were very sort of normal family, moderately religious. We had a very small flat, and my parents didn't have that much money, but we weren't that starving. We weren't poor. In 41, the Germans arrived and everything changed.
You say obviously everything changed, and you were kind of explaining to me a little bit just a minute ago about your experiences, and you said you kind of managed to survive it by moving round between family sort of to kind of conceal the fact that you are Jewish. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, we were obviously sent to the ghetto, but before that we had to leave our flat and hide. It's all, you know, a lot of moving and always trying to survive, to hide. But then we moved to the ghetto. We were thrown into the ghetto, so to speak. And before that, my father had been shot, and my grandmother, who looked after me because my parents worked. And in the ghetto, the conditions were atrocious. There were illnesses like typhoid, typhus, which are diseases of poverty and lack of hygiene. And there were hanging people and killing people. And there were corpses around, especially children, starving children. And I had to obviously always think, where do I hide if they were coming? Because the Germans, the Gestapo, it was very special type of sort of police, German police, who were the most cruel, who really persecuted us. And they would, if they were alone or two of them, they would stay outside the ghetto. There was a fence around this area of love, but they would just come as a group. So when we knew that they were rounding up people, always to think, where do we hide, not to be caught. And I managed. My mother died in the ghetto of typhus, and I managed simply because my uncle knew a lot of Polish Catholic farmers, and he paid them to hide me. And one family who hid my brother and myself, and they were paid. They got, after a month or two, they had enough. So they brought, the daughter of the family brought in a German soldier to kill us. For some reason, which I really don't understand, don't know why, he didn't want to kill me. And they killed my brother, who was seven. And they threw me out. And I managed to move around, to hide for a year in a hole, and eventually to move from convent to convent. And to eventually I moved in with a priest. I asked him to take me in, you know, because of course I'd been with a priest. I asked him to take me in, you know, because of course I never told anyone I was Jewish. And I moved in with a family who wanted a girl to help them in the house. So I became a maid. I was 11 and a half. I became a maid. And they didn't know I was Jewish, so they sent me to church. And that's how I managed to survive.
And that's quite a powerful kind of a memory from being so young as well. I think the age of nine, and you remember it in such clarity and detail, is incredible, really. And you've obviously lived quite a full life since then. And you, like you say, you managed to survive it. What's kind of kept you going since then with those terrible memories?
Well, what kept me going? Well, I don't know what kept me going during the war, because I wasn't aware that I had to, you know, to keep going. I just did. Instinctively, I did. And I was lucky, really, as well. And after the war, my dear aunt, who was the youngest of the family, because I come from a very big family on my mother's side, there were 10, most of them perished. The youngest aunt, we managed to get to France in 45, because there was in Poland a lot of anti-Semitism. And she managed to get me from this country, this village where I worked as a maid, because I sent, well, to somebody who was a Polish man, I sent him my address. He gave her my address, so she found me after the war and put me in a children's home, an orphanage for Jewish children who had survived. But there was such a lot of anti-Semitism, and people knowing that there were Jewish children, they would throw stones at the house. So they weren't allowed to go to school, to do anything. So, because people persecuted us even after the war, the Poles. And we left Poland and we went to France. My aunt was with me, and also a cousin of mine who survived, younger than I am. And she put us in a children's home for French children, a sort of orphanage, which Jewish children who had lost their family during the war, because France too was occupied by the Germans and a lot of Jews perished. I went to school and we never talked about the war, because the idea was that we were children, we would forget. But obviously, I haven't forgotten anything. I remember everything before the war, during the war. So that was the idea that people had, better not to talk about it.